BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
What food reminds you of your childhood? What's your favourite place to go for dinner?
What do you have for Sunday lunch?
What's your favourite dessert?
Do you say plantain or plantain?
What food would you take with you to a desert
island?
What kind of oil do you use in your jollof?
What's the one thing you look forward to eating when you get back from
What's your favourite type of chili?
What do you have for
What's the best pasta shape?
And on and on and on and on. I'm Andy Oliver, and I'm here to talk to you about my very favourite subject, food. My brand new BBC Radio 4 podcast, One Dish, is all about that. Why you love that one dish, you know, the one you can eat over and over again without ever, ever, ever getting sick of it. As a chef and TV presenter who's eaten in amazing restaurants all over the world and been cooked for by some of the world's greatest chefs, the dish I love to come home to, however, is orange and ginger baked chicken and Johnny Cakes. Johnny Cakes are a fried dumpling that my mother used to make my whole life. They're crisp on the outside, they're fluffy inside, and my mum makes the best ones. In fact, my cousin calls her the Johnny Cake Lady. An orange and ginger chicken, it's sticky, it's warm, it's spiced beautifully, so there are layers and layers of flavour. The spicing never gets muddy. There's brightness from the orange and acidity. There's heat from the ginger, there's heat from the chilli, and you have that Johnny Cake just to suck up all those incredible chickeny, orangey, gingery, chilli-fied, spicy juices. That's what I like to come home to. But why do we love these dishes so much? In every episode of One Dish, I'm asking my guests to bring their favourite food to the table. And then I'm going to give them and you the deep dive on it. I've got experts on hand. Food psychologist Kimberly Wilson will be explaining some of the scientific reasons behind how these foods have ended up looking and tasting the way they do. And we'll be unpacking the history behind them as well. So if you're the sort of person who's already planning what you're having for lunch while you're eating breakfast, then this podcast is going to be right up your street, and you're probably my new best friend. Who knows? You might even find a new favourite dish or learn something brand new about one that you've loved for years. That's One Dish with me, Andy Oliver. Listen on BBC Sounds.